Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 30th, Thankful Thursday. I sure am thankful for you, and I'm thankful for this life and for another turn around the sun. Today is my 47th birthday, and I'm so grateful for all the many blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon me. We're continuing on in the book of Exodus today. We'll be reading selections from Exodus chapter 29, which is about the consecration or the making holy of the priest. And then at the end of the chapter, we'll talk a little bit about what is required as an offering each day. Beginning with Exodus 29, verses 1 through 9. This is what you are to do to consecrate them, so that they may serve me as priests. Take a young bull and two rams without defect. And from the finest wheat flour, make round loaves without yeast, thick loaves without yeast, and with olive oil mixed in, and thin loaves without yeast and brushed with olive oil. Put them in a basket and present them along with the bull and two rams. Then bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance to the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Take the garments and dress Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod itself, and the breastplate. Fasten the ephod on him by its skillfully woven waistband. Put the turban on his head and attach the sacred emblem to the turban. Take the anointing oil and anoint him by pouring it on his head. Bring his sons and dress them in tunics and fasten caps on them. Then tie sashes on Aaron and his sons. The priesthood is theirs by a lasting ordinance. Then you shall ordain Aaron and his sons. Skipping over to verse 38. This is what you are to offer on the altar regularly each day. Two lambs a year old. Offer one in the morning and the other at twilight. With the first lamb, offer a tenth of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil from pressed olives and a quarter of a hin of wine as a drink offering. Sacrifice the other lamb at twilight with the same grain offering and its drink offering as in the morning, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. For the generations to come, this burnt offering is to be made regularly at the entrance to the tent of meeting before the Lord. There I will meet you and speak with you. There also I will meet with the Israelites, and the place will be consecrated by my glory. So I will consecrate the tent of meeting and the altar, and will consecrate Aaron and his sons to serve me as priests. Then I will dwell among the Israelites and be their God. They will know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of Egypt so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Jen Wilkin, in her Bible study, God of Freedom, asks a good reflective question. She says, how much effort, how much expense, how much blood, and how much repetition goes into the sacrificial system? Well, we read today that daily two lambs had to be offered. Then there was oil and flour and wine that was offered as well. It was a huge expense of animals, lots of blood, and this was a daily repetition. And then she had us think about Hebrews chapter 9 and the sacrifice of Christ. How much effort did it take? How much expense? How much blood? Now, how much repetition? This is where we lift our arms in praise, saying, Lord, thank you that we do not have to come daily bringing animals of sacrifice, that you once and for all covered our sin. And think about this. We are now called to be God's priest, to be priests in the name of Jesus. And like the priest in the Old Testament, it is a costly and repetitive work as we minister to others in the name of Jesus daily. So Lord, today give us the resolve that we need, mindful of the fact that you have already covered all of our sins and you have given us the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of presence, and the ministry of being a light to the nations. Our psalm today is Psalm 19. As I read through this psalm, I was reminded of how rich it is. In the beginning, it reminds us that everything around us declares the glory of the Lord, that the earth is pouring forth speech. Then it goes into a section where it reminds us of the law of the Lord being perfect, and that the decrees of the Lord are righteous and firm. The sweetness of God's word is mentioned here, and that it is what keeps us from willfully sinning. The psalm ends with a reflection that you might have heard many times when someone gets up to preach, declaring this prayer to the Lord. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I'm going to read selections from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. Verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Verse 10. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden fault. Keep your servant from all willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Three things I want to glean from this psalm. Lord, make me teachable. As I see the world around me pouring forth speech about you, show me who you are. Refresh me, Lord, with your word. It says in verse 7 that your law is perfect and it is refreshing to the soul. And then number 3, may my words and my heart desire please you. Lord, you are our master, you are a rock that cannot be moved, and you are our redeemer. Today is Thursday, so we're thinking a lot about gratitude. We're going to cycle back through the days of gratitude that I have in this little pamphlet called A Gratitude Journal. I want you to, if you can, write down 3 blessings that you have experienced today, or if it's very early, 3 things you experienced yesterday. And then think about who you might tell or testify to about the gratitude that's in your heart. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your work in this world. Make us teachable and refresh us with your word, Lord. The fact that you are the sinless sacrifice, Lord Jesus, and that you did for us once and for all what we cannot do for ourselves. You freed us from sin. May our words and our heart desires please you today. We thank you for 3 blessings that come to mind. We honor you, Lord, with our hearts. And we give you grateful praise. Lord, we just want to remember your character. You are our rock that cannot be moved, and you are our Redeemer. And we thank you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.